This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. NMED orders replacement wells at Sandia. Albuquerque area drinking water supplies are at risk due to the presence of a Cold War radioactive and hazardous waste dump known as the Mixed Waste Landfill, located at Sandia National Laboratories. The landfill contains an estimated 700,000 cubic feet, or 8 Olympic-sized swimming pools of waste, disposed of in unlined pits and trenches. The dump is located above Albuquerque's aquifer, where the Mesa del Sol residential development plans to drill a series of wells to supply drinking water for 80,000 future residents. Groundwater monitoring at the landfill has been found deficient by the New Mexico Environment Department, NMED. It has ordered 2 replacement monitoring wells. The monitoring wells were to be the front line of defense against this drinking water contamination. However, NMED found that 2 of the wells were, quote, suffering from corrosion to such a degree that the wells can no longer produce water samples that are representative of aquifer conditions, end quote. In addition, the water level in the background well was too low to be properly sampled and was not in an appropriate location. Robert H. Gilkison, registered geologist, has found that these wells are only the beginning of the problem. The wells installed at the mixed waste landfill are constructed in a way that prevents detection of contaminants that may have already reached the groundwater. In addition, Sandia's sampling procedures are deficient. Gilkison concluded that Sandia's proposed monitoring program for the landfill would not guarantee protection of the groundwater at the present time or over the long term. Gilkison cited similar problems with the network of monitoring wells installed at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. Recent reports by the DOE Inspector General, the EPA, and the National Academies of Science, NAS, support Gilkison's concerns for the monitoring wells at LANL. The NAS concluded that, quote, most or all of monitoring wells at LANL, end quote, are not reliable for detection of contaminants. Long-term plans for the dump are still in contention. NMED has issued a permit to Sandia to cover the dump with 3 feet of dirt. Activists urge removal of the waste, citing Sandia's predictions that a cancer-causing solvent known as PCE will seep into Albuquerque's drinking water by the year 2010. Paul Robinson, research director for the Southwest Research and Information Center, asked the NMED to defer placing the dirt cover on the dump until Sandia installs new monitoring wells, institutes a more comprehensive sampling program for the entire range of contaminants released at the dump, and replaces old sampling data with new data to verify predictions that PCE will reach the groundwater when Sandia says it will. Dave McCoy, director of Citizen Action New Mexico, an Albuquerque-based NGO, stated, quote, "We are encouraged to see the Environment Department move toward well monitoring replacement at the mixed waste dump. We are also asking for inclusion of the public in the long-term well monitoring planning. We are asking that these dangerous wastes be excavated as the only way to protect Albuquerque's drinking water supplies for public health," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.